Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
MJF is the AEW World Champion, and this is kind of cool because we have seen him flourish right ahead of our eyes, even though the reality of the situation is that he's been doing this for years. I remember seeing him on a Defiant show back in 2019 and being like, yeah, that guy's pretty good. The big twist was that he aligned himself with William Regal to end the reign of Jon Moxley. And then in the media scrum after the fact, my word, he cut an expletive-laden promo to the point you kind of wiped your finger and was like, well, your mother wouldn't appreciate that. I think he's a heel. However, given that he has gone back to the dark side and what may be about to happen, AEW may have an MJF problem. Why? Here's why. Now, I do think when it comes to professional wrestling, you just have to throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. So if MJF does want to be the super ultimate villain, why not give it a go? And straight away, you can start saying, well, Maxwell and Regal together may be a bit like Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman or Kenny Omega and Don Callis. And when you look at those two pairings, work damn well. When we go back to the pay-per-view, I mean, sheesh. MJF was so well-received, he became the biggest babyface in the company, to the point that Jon Moxley was booed. Now, he is such a great performer. He was just like, all right, let's go have a good time with this. And now I want to see a proper Mox heel run because I did think he did such a good job. But there was no two ways about it. MJF looked at the fans and said, I've stolen all of your money. And they still would have cheered him. He was in their pocket. And that's fine if it's a one-off because we've seen it before. But what, my friends, do we do if it's not? And what if we're about to have a Roman Reigns situation? But it is the Roman Reigns situation in reverse. This is what we're going to talk about today. Because the biggest problem with the big dog was, even though he was pitched as the good guy, he would get booed mercifully to the point whoever was across the other side of the ring, no matter who it was, would get a bunch of cheers. Like, do you remember when Sheamus cashed in his Money in the Bank briefcase and he beat Roman Reigns for the WWE title? Nobody was particularly into the Irishman at that point, but they went absolutely crazy because they just wanted to see Reigns have his ass kicked. It was fun to a certain degree, even though it eventually did fall off the cliff. And catching up now with 2022, what if we kind of do the same thing with MJF? He is just cheered, even though he's trying to be Darth Vader, to the extent the other guy across the ring, who is actually meant to be a babyface, just gets jeered out the building. I mean, I actually think that some people could be in for a rough ride because look at it like this. If it can happen to Jon Moxley, one of the most important assets that All Elite Wrestling has, I think it could happen to anyone. So if we do indeed go from this to something like Maxwell versus Ricky Starks, who could win the Eliminator tournament, are we going to get to a stage where Ricky Starks all of a sudden is coming out and was going, you suck. Now, I actually think that Rick is such a good babyface and he has such a good connection with the fans that he'd be okay. But that's just one individual we're talking about. And there's a lot of others that I don't think would carry the same fate. Say Claudio Castagnoli gets a shot. I bet he would fall for this. And it would be the same for Wheeler Yuta, which we may actually see. Wardlow, Trent, to pull a random name out there. Now, they are absolutely great wrestlers. Of course they are. But I can see a world where the fan base doubles down on this and decides, well, we don't care what you're going to do, Friedman. You are getting your love, whether you like it or not. And by proxy, because that person's trying to beat you, Well, we're going to offer them nothing but scorn. And here's exactly what we did with Roman. We've already talked about it, but we'll talk about it again. Were we particularly into the person he was facing? I mean, sometimes we were, but most of the time we weren't. We just didn't want Reigns to have anything, so we took our fists of power and we tried to stomp it out. I mean, never forget, this is why Kane and The Big Show double-teamed him in that awful Royal Rumble. It's because management had gone, well, look, we're going to carry on with their experiment regardless, so why don't we just find two people the fans definitely don't want to win, and then hopefully they're doing exactly what I was talking about. Hopefully, by proxy, everybody will cheer for Roman. And did it happen? No. They all got booed. I don't think it's going to go this far with Maxwell Jacobs Friedman. I'm just exaggerating here. But even if a few of your guys have to go through this, what do you do with them afterwards? Because if they weren't meant to be a babyface and they just got treated like trash, well, you may have to then go and change them or change their character arc. I mean, don't forget Bray Wyatt versus Seth Rollins at Hell in a Cell 2019. That's another example of how this can happen. I actually do love this stuff because it shows how important fans are to the product and how they can completely change pathways just by making a lot of noise. And when it does come to the AEW contingent or congregation, we know that they're definitely more passionate than most. There's every chance that we decide, even if he tries to, I don't know, sleep within our entire family or steal our wallet or shave our beards off or shave our heads, we are just going to support him because that's what we've chosen to do. It's almost like we're supporting the fact that he made it to the top and not the character, which once again is where wrestling blurs the lines, but it's another reason why we love it so much. There is an easy fix, of course, which is in a few weeks you just pivot to the point that MJF is firing all his fury at a proper bad guy. But what an absolutely fascinating situation this could be. And look, MJF is so good, there's every chance that he actually finds a way to make it work. But am I sure? Of course I'm not sure. I've seen too much craziness that basically started with, well, probably Hulk Hogan back in WCW, I suppose. I mean, there will be somebody else before that, but it was the same deal with him, so who the flub knows? I've also seen how hard-headed an audience can be, but don't forget that's your right and that's your power. And in many ways, you could argue this is a positive too. I mean, shades of grey are always more entertaining. And if Friedman genuinely is a generational talent, maybe this is exactly the kind of thing he needs. And no, it's not the norm, but we get enough of that, so let's take some risks. And also, let's not forget about William Regal. I mean, he could march in here right now and tell me all bald people are bad, and I'd leave with him going, oh man, he's absolutely right. So we do have a lot to unpack here, but that's actually why I think it's going to be a blast. And all you really need to do is listen to the people and keep your finger on the pulse. And as long as you adapt and you move the chess pieces as and when, there's no reason why this can't be a massive success. Totally bamboozled that Jon Moxley got as badly booed as he did. I didn't see that coming. Like, I knew MJF would get cheered, but I didn't think we were going to treat Jon Moxley like he just broke up with us. That's kind of what it was like. It's heartbroken. I am also massively intrigued that we did decide to pull the trigger in this way, because when you actually looked at the atmosphere, it felt like the proper MJF babyface turn was right on the money and it was right on the cards. But we've made a decision in the moment, and the best part is you can always change your mind. We have to remember that. You don't have to melt down the internet or melt down on a video. We can always change our minds, and we can make things work like we did with Roman Reigns. I mean, we took way too long. It was literally years overdue. But now he comes out and he says, acknowledge me. And all the fans go, yes, yes, Roman, we acknowledge you. And every time he smirks, he remembers, he knows. So he's essentially trolling us. Damn it, he won.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.